1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden said Thursday that while U.S. strikes are not stopping Houthi rebels in Yemen, they will continue. Retired Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard, an ABC News contributor, says
it's really sort of a whack-a-mole situation because the Iranians will continue to supply the Houthis with these missiles. The U.S. will continue to play this sort of zone defense in the Red Sea, but clearly it hasn't been affected and the Houthis have not been impressed.
There will not be a government shutdown today as Congress passed another short-term agreement that maintains government funding into March. The Northeast preparing for snow as winter continues to whip the country. Another weekend of brutal colds expected. So far, the weather has been blamed for at least 45 deaths. And the Biden administration's announced another round of student debt relief worth nearly $5 billion for 74,000 borrowers who have spent 10 years working in public service. This is ABC News. Real estate agents say more people are looking to buy houses, but today's existing home sales report is expected to show a drop last year to the lowest level since at least 2008. Among the factors that would have been discouraging for would-be buyers, high prices and mortgage rates and limited inventory. Washington is increasing the number of electric vehicle charging stations nationwide.
The Inflation Reduction Act extended tax credits that would help pay for up to a third the cost of an electric vehicle charging station. It's meant for companies in low-income communities to encourage people to drive more EVs. Now, the Biden administration is making sure more people have access to those chargers. The Energy Department also investing more than $300 million to improve charging and extend an electric car's driving range.
That's ABC's Andy Field. Two men in New York are suing Madonna, claiming her concert in Brooklyn did not start until after 10:30, giving them trouble finding a way home. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Relive yesterday while supporting the future of cancer research for kids. It's American English, described as one of the best Beatles tributes around and highlighting the Midwest athletes against childhood cancer, or the MAC Fund, during an important show in Northeast Wisconsin.
Research or money locally in Wisconsin to help try to find a cure.
Greg Thompson is the organizer and tells Mino and the mayor why it's so important.
A couple of kids that got up there that had been affected by cancer. When you experience that and listen to that and see what they go through, it hit me, you know, right in the heart.
Save the date, February 9th at Waverly Beach in Menasha. Find more at macfund.org, maccfund.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits West Bend on Monday. That's according to a release put out by the White House on Thursday. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. 1 in 10 teenagers in Wisconsin tried to commit suicide last year. Linda Hall is with the Wisconsin Office for Children's Mental Health. She says teens are under a lot of pressure.
Performing well in high school, getting prepared to go to college. They're concerned about climate change, the proliferation of gun violence, and political divisiveness.
Hall says that the good news is that more than 300 schools around Wisconsin have mental health programs that are led by students. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin battles the Hoosiers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers host the Indiana Hoosiers at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin remains at the top of the Big Ten with a record of 13-4, 5-1 in the conference. After losing to Penn State, head coach Greg Gard.
We've grown a lot. We took on the schedule we did because we had an experienced team that we felt not only could handle it, but needed to be challenged.
NFL, it's the Packers and the 49ers. Saturday night in the divisional playoffs, Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's a great challenge for us. They're a really good defense. They got a really good offense as well, so they're a great team all around.
The 49ers' Nick Bosa comparing Jordan Love to Aaron Rodgers.
A quarterback who does exactly what he's coached to do, which Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer and unbelievable, but he kind of went outside of the realm of coaching, and sometimes it's good when you have a guy who does what he's coached to do.
That's 49ers defensive end Nick Bosa. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light flurries or snow showers likely here throughout the day today. It's going to be kind of chilly, too. We're going to get to 16 for a high, but that wind chill will be hovering around zero for most of the day. Light snow tonight down to 7 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 17. If you're tired of the cold, we are going to warm it up. We're talking 30s most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
From the windswept plains of a small Kansas town to Pro Bowl tight end, Paul Kaufman proved them all wrong. Though not offered a scholarship, he walked on with the Wildcats of Kansas State, where he became an all-conference performer. The NFL would have to take notice, right? Wrong. Ignored by the pro scouts, much like the college scouts, they wanted them bigger, they wanted them faster. But they forgot one thing. They forgot to measure the size of this guy's heart. It took a chance encounter with a Green Bay Packers scout who ironically was testing Kaufman's state roommate before Bart Starr grudgingly offered him a tryout as so much training camp fodder. But once again, this man who spent his summers working in the inferno heat of a Kansas wheat farm was not going to be denied. Fighting and clawing his way from the bottom of the depth chart to a starter and vital cog in the Green Bay arsenal, he teamed up with his fellow Kate State alum, the man with the golden arm, one Clifford Lynn Dickey. The incomparable James Lofton and the mercurial John Jefferson to form the greatest aerial circus Green Bay faithful had ever seen. A fan and media favorite, this number 82 will always hold a special place in the hearts of Titletown's faithful. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is with great honor and appreciation that we bring to the Mino and Mayor Show the man known by friends and foes alike as Hoggy, the legendary Paul Randolph Kaufman. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor Show. We got some great questions coming in. Todd, what's the first one you got there for Paul?
Has Paul Kaufman been back to Green Bay for any games or events?
You know, I come to the state of Wisconsin probably six times a year. We have a benefit in Wausau. It's called the Pink Ribbon Golf Tournament for ladies in the county that are battling breast cancer. We have one in Rice Lake for a number of different charities, a golf tournament up in Door County for the Boys and Girls Club. The Lombardi Golf Tournament down in Milwaukee, and then the alumni game every year. So the people of Wisconsin, they're so giving. They take care of their own, and, there's so many fundraisers for good causes and obviously love their Packers. They have an unconditional love for the Packers. I didn't get the opportunity to play in any Super Bowls when I was in Green Bay, but I never played in front of a crowd that wasn't sold out. You know, people will show up, win or lose, and, the support for the Packers are great. So I love coming back to the state and being involved and helping out the community.
Got another one here, Paul. What's the difference that you see in tight ends now versus your day?
They don't have to block. they line them up in a flex position or out wide, put them in motion. And, one of the biggest things for me was just getting off the line of scrimmage, the first few steps. And, of course, back then they could pretty much mug you coming off the line of scrimmage, there wasn't hardly any holding. If they did it within the first couple steps, they could grab you and hit you. But they really don't ask those guys to block much. Everybody has a blocking tight end and a receiving tight end. Mercedes Lewis, a prime example. He had trouble catching a cold, but if you put him out there and ask him to block, he could do that all day long.
Got another one here. This is what it's all about. Legends who are still involved in the community. I didn't know that you. I knew you came back for Alumni Day, Paul, but I didn't know you did all that other stuff around the state. That's fantastic.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities. I know Lynn comes back. My wife goes, well, you're just an ambassador for the Packers. I go, when you play, you get a lot of attention, and then all of a sudden you're gone, and you get that opportunity to come back, and people enjoy listening to the stories and the old school stuff, and stories about Bart Starr and some of the games we played in, and it's awesome coming back. One time David Whitehurst and I were at Mike McCarthy's golf tournament down in Madison, and we were up at the bar getting a beer, and a couple ladies came up and said, "Oh, thank you guys for coming back." And David goes, "At home we're fathers, we're husbands, we're businessmen, we got responsibilities. But when we come to Wisconsin, we get to be Green Bay Packers again. So thank you." And I just thought that hit the nail on the head right there.
That's beautiful. Todd?
We had Bart Starr Jr. on not that long ago on the show, and somebody just texted in and said, basically, what a difference it is with these players from then, right? There's like honor with the city and all that kind of stuff. They're just very impressed with the involvement that these players still have here in Green Bay.
Yeah, that never leaves, does it, Paul? I know you play for two other teams, but there's not even a question you're a Green Bay Packer.
Yeah, and no other team, Kathy Dworick's been in charge of the alumni and just does a fantastic job of, they had the Packer fan tour bus that would tour the state. And, they'll have three current players, three ex-players. Maybe, Mark Murphy went with Lynn and I when we went on it. And we visited nursing homes, hospitals, VA centers, schools. They would have school assemblies, and we would come in and tell stories and answer questions. And, just the outreach to the whole state from the Packers is outstanding. And of course, everybody knows the story of, people basically giving money, buying stock, which, is not redeemable, but, the people bought stock and are owned, by the city.
Paul, who were the other tight ends when you first came in?
Well, Rich McGeorge was the starting tight end, and, just what a help he was to me to sit by him in meetings, and, he tutored me along, and then they had a guy named John Thompson who they drafted. That had been my second year, but they drafted Eason Ramson from Washington my year. Had a guy named Don Peterson that was in camp with the Jets the year before, and a guy named Billy Dixon out of Troy State. So there were five tight ends in camp, and they only kept two. But my second year when I came back, I'm having a heck of a camp. I've actually gained up to about 225 pounds. I got bigger. I was stronger. I was faster. I was having a great camp, catching everything. And I get a call during training camp. Coach Starr wants to see Paul Kaufman in the office. It was over the loudspeaker. And I'm thinking, oh, crap. I've done everything I can. If you're a backup player and you get a call, the coach wants to see you in his office, it's usually not good.
Nope.
So I go into Coach Starr's office and I sit down. He closes the door and he goes, young man, I want you to be the first to know that this morning I've released our starting tight end, Rich McGeorge. He said, the way you work, the way you prepared, you have earned the right to be the starting tight end for the Green Bay Packers. Tears are coming down my eyes. I'm like, Coach Starr, I will not let you down. And there, you know, there's a proverb in the Bible that says the power of life and death are in the tongue. You can encourage people with your words or you can discourage them. You know, Bart was an encourager. Some people say, well, he wasn't tough enough. You know, I mean, he wouldn't MF you to death, but he would challenge you as a man. He would say, you're better than this. I expect more out of you than that. You know, I mean, he honored people and treated everybody with respect. But the day that he spoke those words to me, that you have earned the right to be the starting tight end, I mean, that just encouraged me so much that, you know what, Bart Starr thinks I have what it takes to play for the Green Bay Packers.
How long before you called your mom and dad?
That day,
that had to be one of the best phone calls you've ever made.
Oh gosh, yeah, you know, the most exciting. Well, maybe the first one was, you know, my rookie year when I made the team,
right?
You know that, and actually, you know, I called them because they had all these, you know, the final cuts, and they cut all the tight ends. You know, back then, you know, we had 42-man roster, and they only kept two tight ends.
Yep.
And so they had the final cuts, and Rich McGeorge and I were the only ones left. And I made it. Everybody's congratulating me. And then, you know, I don't know if it was the Press Gazette or what the paper was, but they actually had a morning paper and an afternoon paper that came out.
Right.
And so I pick up the afternoon paper on my way back to the hotel. They'd moved us from St. Norbert's in the hotel. Headlines were Packer cuts leave them with two tight ends, starter Rich McGeorge, and unproven, too small, too slow backup Paul Kaufman.
It didn't
say that, but that's what I heard. You know, it's like Packers are searching the waiver wire to find a veteran tight end. But then the last preseason game we played in Milwaukee, it was the Shriners game. Yep. I guess we played against the Bears every year. And I had a great game, played, you know, most of the game, caught a touchdown pass. And I think that kind of sealed it for me that they thought, well, shoot, we might be able to work with this guy.
So, wow. Hey, Paul, before we get to the next break here, I just want to one thing I want to bring up. Larry McCarron used to tell me that when he almost didn't respect Lynn the way he did for the rest of his life after he went to a Pro Bowl and saw the Pro Bowl quarterbacks versus the way Lynn could throw a football compared to Joe Theismann and some of these guys. He said Lynn's arm was so much more accurate downfield than these Pro Bowl quarterbacks.
Yeah, that definitely. You know, I had the chance to play in three and, you know, Joe Montana, Joe Theismann, Neil Lomax, Danny White. You know, Lynn was as accurate as any quarterback in the league, especially with the deep ball. You know, and James will attest to that. You know, I mean, to hit James in stride, you know, like he did was phenomenal. And, It was sad that, you know, James, JJ, and I all got to go to the Pro Bowl because of Lynn, but he didn't get to go.
Yeah, unbelievable. We're with Paul Kaufman, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to sit here one more quick break, and we'll wrap in another 10 minutes with Paul. Paul, this is fantastic. Can't thank you enough. I got to get to the current Packers. I meant to do that about an hour ago, but I've been so enthralled by these other stories. But just want your opinion on the Packers and what's going on with this team up here, okay?
Okay, great.
Great, thank you. Paul Kaufman joining us, folks. Back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Mino the Mayor here on a Friday morning Packer playoff weekend. Things are exciting in the entire state of Wisconsin. Former Packer great Paul Kaufman is joining us here. And Paul, just got to ask you, what do you think of this team from afar when you watch them on TV?
You know, they're getting better every week. And it's just amazing. You know, when Jordan first took over, people would say, well, what do you think? What do you think? It's like, you know, I just haven't seen that wow moment yet, you know. And but boy, lately he's been delivering the wow moments. And you know, like I say, I mean, it surprised me. You know, the Packer fans are everywhere. My kids have traveled internationally. They've traveled around the United States, and they're always sending me pictures of Packer memorabilia or somebody with a Packer hat or coat or something on, going, Packer fans are everywhere. And you know, the way that they showed up down in Dallas, and you know, I didn't really think, you know, they could pull it out, but boy, they impressed me. And they're getting better every week. And no telling how far they could go. This is going to be a tough task for them in San Francisco, but you know, anything can happen in the playoffs.
What would Bob Schnelker say going into a ball game like this?
You know, he didn't say much. It's like, you know, he wasn't a motivational guy. He was just so technical that, you know, it's kind of like, hey, I have not left any stone unturned. You know, now it's up to you guys. You know, he was so detailed. Now it's up to you guys to go out and execute what I've been saying all week. So, you know, Bob, like I say, he was a man of few words, but, you know, he had us prepared.
With this Packer team, and obviously it's so young, I mean, the youngest team in the National Football League, which is amazing, but are there some advantages to that, Paul, where you're going in almost with fresh eyes versus, you know, maybe guys that have been through the trenches? What are the positive or negatives in regards to being such a young team heading into such a big game?
So sometimes you're too naive to know that, you know, and I say that about my journey. I was too naive to realize I didn't have a chance to make the team. You know, it's like when you're young and hey, anything can happen. It's like you're not afraid of anybody because you don't know to be afraid.
Exactly.
You know? It's like, you know, hey, we're here, you know, we can beat these guys. And, you know, sometimes as an older guy, it's like, oh, man, you know, yep. Joey Bosa, you know, yep. Gosh, you know, all the McCaffrey, all these guys, you know. And I think, you know, there were times when, you know, I played that we would go into, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, and it's like, you know, oh, gosh, you know, guys, they look at their cheerleaders, look at this, look at that, you know. And it's just almost, you know, you know that they've done – what you want to do, and you're kind of intimidated by them. But, you know, this Packer team, they're young. They don't, you know, think about being intimidated.
Going into a game like this, if you were, you know, a veteran player on this team, and obviously there aren't any real veteran players on this team, but watching San Francisco, Packers coming off such an incredible emotional win, what do you see as the potential landmines that they have to avoid in a game like this?
Just being awed, you know, like if they get behind early, you know, saying, oh, gosh, you know, this is how it's supposed to go, instead of, you know, we're here because we've earned it and we belong here. And, you know, we're going to make our presence known. So just, you know, not to get awed by the moment and, you know, go out and play their game. And, you know, if they do get behind, know that they have the ability to come back.
You know, I mentioned this right almost at the top of the interview. I've never heard of this before. Four kids, four Division I scholarship athletes, which is amazing.
Yeah, we were blessed. I didn't have to pay any tuition, but yeah, my son Chase was actually a tight end in at the University of Missouri. He was a Mackey Award winner, played 8 years in the NFL. My son Carson was a quarterback at Kansas State, and he went on and played arena football for a few years. And then my daughter Camille, she's 6'3". She was a volleyball player at the University of Wyoming. And then my son Cameron, he was a quarterback and couldn't make up his mind, kind of fell through the cracks, went to JUCO at Arizona Western.
In Yuma.
They played for the JUCO National Championship, and they got beat by Eastern Mississippi. I think Eastern Mississippi was featured on one of those.
Yeah. Last Chance U.
Last Chance U, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, but his place was kind of like the Last Chance U also. I mean, they had five players from his team go to the NFL.
Wow.
They had five players go to prison and two players and two players that actually got killed. So,
having been a former JUCO guy, that's pretty much the percentages of all JUCOs.
Yeah. But then he went to Indiana and he started and, you know, of course, they're Indiana. They're playing Wisconsin, you know, Michigan State, Penn State. And, you know, they're getting beat. And their coach, Kevin Wilson, actually got fired for abusing players.
I remember.
And Cameron said, he goes, I can't take it anymore.
No.
He goes, he's taken the love of the game clear out of me. So he transfers to Wyoming. Gets a fresh start. He becomes the starter, and they bring in a kid named Josh Allen at quarterback. And Cameron actually played in front of him for a while, but
wow.
You know, he just said, he goes, yeah, he goes, he can throw the ball 80 yards, you know, with no problem.
Yeah.
Goes, it's just a matter of time that you know, before he takes over. So it was a lot of experience for them, you know, some injuries, some positives, some negatives.
That's sports.
You know, I say sports is a lot like life. You know, sometimes it's not fair. Sometimes it's not fun. Sometimes you get hurt. Sometimes you lose. You know, it's how do you deal with it? How do you overcome it and move on? And, you know, they're all God-fearing kids that are productive citizens in life. They got their college degrees, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
Awesome. One very last thing, Paul. One of the last times I saw you, and this was a long time ago, on the sidelines of Arrowhead Stadium where the Packers were playing a Monday night against Kansas City, and my special guest for my live shot was Billy Ray Cyrus. And this is when Billy Ray Cyrus was big, and he asked me, he goes, I got a favor to ask of you. I go, yeah. He goes, do you know Paul Kaufman? Because you were on the sidelines with one of your sons. I go, well, yeah. He goes, could I meet him? He says, that was my hero. That was my all-time hero growing up. I played tight end in high school. Could I meet Paul Kaufman? This was Billy Ray Cyrus, who was like a groupie meeting Paul Kaufman. I thought that was pretty impressive.
I remember that. Yeah, the achy, breaky heart guy,
yep.
You know.
And that was like the number one song at the time. It was huge.
Yeah, that was fun. And, you know, you just don't know who you're going to meet a lot of times at some of these NFL games, whether it's Kansas City or Green Bay or wherever. And, you know, the old saying is that every athlete wants to be a singer, and every singer wants to be an athlete.
You're exactly right. Hey, Paul Kaufman, I can't thank you for how much time you gave us today. I can't thank you for your tremendous insight. And I can't thank you for still being an ambassador for the Green Bay Packers. Thank you so very much.
Love it. Thank you.
Okay, my friend. Take care, Paul.
All right.
See you, buddy. Paul Kaufman. How much fun was that, Todd?
Amazing.
Amazing. We come back. Christy and Dennis Peterson, the Glam Band, telling us everything that's going on around Green Bay, Wisconsin this weekend. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
President Biden said Thursday that while U.S. strikes are not stopping Houthi rebels in Yemen, they will continue. Retired Marine Colonel Steve Ganyard, an ABC News contributor, says
it's really sort of a whack-a-mole situation because the Iranians will continue to supply the Houthis with these missiles. The U.S. will continue to play this sort of zone defense in the Red Sea, but clearly it hasn't been affected and the Houthis have not been impressed.
There will not be a government shutdown today as Congress passed another short-term agreement that maintains government funding into March. The Northeast preparing for snow as winter continues to whip the country. Another weekend of brutal colds expected. So far, the weather has been blamed for at least 45 deaths. And the Biden administration's announced another round of student debt relief worth nearly $5 billion for 74,000 borrowers who have spent 10 years working in public service. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans in the state assembly passed a bill Thursday to let parents decide what pronouns a child uses in school and whether or not they should learn controversial subjects. The Parental Bill of Rights would allow parents to opt their children out of any lessons about gender, sexual orientation, race, or other deemed controversial subjects. Democrats say the bill disrupts school protocols and is nothing more than censorship. If it makes it to Governor Evers' desk, he will almost certainly veto it. More people than ever have a job in Wisconsin. State officials are out with their final numbers for December. The Department of Workforce Development says Wisconsin added more than 2,200 jobs in December. The jobless rate is near record low, 3.3%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Mostly cloudy with off and on light flurries or snow showers likely here throughout the day today. It's going to be kind of chilly, too. We're going to get to 16 for a high, but that wind chill will be hovering around zero for most of the day. Light snow tonight down to 7 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 17. If you're tired of the cold, we are going to warm it up. We're talking 30s most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money today guarantee.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
It's time to find out what's up for the weekend. Brought to you by Waterfront Market.
your local market at 401 North Washington Street in Green Bay in the City Deck Landing Building. And now, here's Christy Barlamont and from the glam band, Dennis Peters.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. And again, how much fun was that having Paul Kaufman on? And here, Paul Kaufman, you know, he said that, I mentioned that our achy, breaky heart. That was before Miley, though. Miley Cyrus wasn't a thing
yet. I don't even think she was born yet, was she?
This would have been 94-ish.
Okay.
Around then?
Not sure.
Yeah. But anyway, I think Paul didn't have time to say it, but he would be most impressed that we have the lead singer of the glam band.
No.
Stop. Don't you think?
Stop.
Over Billy Ray.
Can I have your autograph?
Yeah.
I got a sweater, but can I have your autograph, sir?
November 23rd, 1992. Okay, so she probably would have been 3 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. She was still in diapers.
Yes. You know what I like? I like your pullover, Orvis. Orvis makes good stuff.
Why, thanks for noticing, sir.
You're welcome.
I'm just overwhelmed by the tremendous the size of that G on your manly chest, sir.
I know.
Look at the size of that
He's
monster.
He's rocking it.
I can't even say it straight. I'm so impressed.
And this is their veteran type thing, so you'd be
I love
proud
it.
Of that.
Always forward, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. Very nice. Very nice. Well, hello, Christy.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good. Other than the Packer game taking place out in Santa Clara this weekend. What is going on? I know, right? What do you think?
I'm just full of nervous anticipation, anxiety, if you will.
I thought Kaufman had it right. The biggest concern is them falling behind early, and then their youth and inexperience maybe, you know, give them some confidence early, and they can ride that, but don't get into a deep hole.
I was thinking the same thing with Dallas, but I think San Francisco has more depth.
They do.
They do.
They do.
They have more star players, and Bosa, he knows how to hit people
Bosa
in the mouth.
Bosa's just a... So beast.
The Packers' offensive line, though, is coming together pretty
No
nicely,
question.
Though.
And I'll tell you what. You know what Jordan Love has that's so good? He's got that quick step where it's like he feels that pressure and just does that quick little pivot. And he's out of danger. I love that about him.
He does have the quick release. That's
and he readjusts downfield right away. Yeah. Love it.
I think
love
we're
it.
Watching magical things happen
I do too.
Right before our very eyes.
No question.
It's very impressive.
Well, why don't you guys bring some magic to the show?
Yeah, we
come on.
We never do.
Come on.
No, come on. Well, if you guys need anything from the Waterfront Market, we have some goodies. We're going to be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. today and 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow.
And may I just mention, because over the last 3 weeks, I've been doing the Pick'em contest for passing yardage.
Yeah.
And I'd promise that those are going to be our prizes for people.
Yes.
So for my winners, I'll recontact them today and let them know we got the gift certificates to the Waterfront Market.
Absolutely. Okay. We got our cigars in 10 different brands, ranging from mild to medium.
Really cool looking humidors.
To robust.
Mild to medium.
Yes. You're a robust guy.
He is. Whenever I say robust, I think of Dennis Peters.
Me
from
too.
The glam band.
Robust?
Yeah. Robust.
Yeah. What is that, a town in Poland or something?
No, you're very.
It's you as a cigar.
You know, you don't hold back. You just let it snap.
You bring it out of me.
Ah, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, because you don't show that on stage at all.
No.
It's Dennis as a cigar. Exactly.
Don't let the makeup fool you.
But all joking aside, we have a little bit of everything. Your milk, bread, butter, not by bread alone. We have fresh sandwiches. Now we have hot soups, chicken dumpling, tomato, you name it. So stop down and get whatever you need for your Packers supplies.
And a full liquor store.
Do you have biscuits?
We thank you. I told you he was going to taste the biscuit.
All right, I'll get it lined up for you.
Okay, that's going to be our new theme song.
They got biscuits there?
Beautiful.
We're going to get biscuits
then. Oh, cool. All right.
So,
taste the biscuit.
Taste that honey
what
sauce.
What was that? What was that? What
it's, it's a meme thing that all the
young, like my glasses?
The young hip kids are doing.
Do you like my glasses?
I think those are outstanding.
Just missing one lens. It's okay.
How come my glasses are always missing a lens and they're always broke?
Blinged out.
All right.
They always have bling on them.
I know.
If you were Popeye, you would never notice. You with that one eye closed.
Good point.
Whoa, hello.
Our friends over at the Epic Event Center, tonight they are having Veil of Maya, okay? And they producing with them is Angel Maker, Left to Suffer, and Reflections. Tickets are still available. They range from $25 to $85. And it starts at 6 p.m. I'm a little sad, Jim, if he's probably curled up with an Afghan.
He's curled
home.
Up with Milton.
Milton
I was gonna
and
say
his
that
Afghan.
Too,
yeah.
Right. We wish you could say the word. Where's Epic located, John?
Holmgren.
Thank you, sir. So that should be
or
a good
if Jim
time.
Was in it, Hogram.
Hogram.
Holmgren. Can you name me? I'm going to give you some music trivia.
Oh.
Can you name me the band that was named after an old, I think it was Irish tradition of snuggling up with your dogs when it's really cold?
Thin Lizzy.
Nope.
What is Jim Schmidt?
Nope.
I'm kidding. I have no idea.
Three Dog Night.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so cold, we need three dogs in the bed.
Exactly.
Oh, that's right.
And the shepherd herders would have their three dogs snuggling with them.
That's what our boy Jim's doing right now.
Kind of an underrated band. They were good. Yeah. Three Dog Night.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Before your time.
Yeah. And they're still
I
doing
still know
what
who
they
it
do.
Is. Okay. Before your
Jeremiah
time.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I do.
Most people
I
know
do.
That one.
I do. Mm-hmm. And another fun event happening is Winterfest on Broadway, presented by the Green Bay Packers Give Back. That is Saturday, January 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The location is Red Sculpture Park in East Hubbard Street. You get to enjoy horse-drawn carriage rides, ice sculptures, winter animals, food, and other outdoor activities with the kids. And you can also warm up at the Candyland Scavenger Hunt. How cute is that? And a bunch of things are taking place at the participating businesses throughout the Broadway District.
Wow.
And they're having food and beverages available and the return of the Broadway District Soup Contest.
Nice.
So that'll be fun.
Nice.
Hallmark Channel should be shooting there.
They should.
I know, right?
That's beautiful. I love
it. Ice sculptures and everything.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. It sounds spectacular.
Ice sculptures. Sounds like my ex-wife.
Wow. Give me a rim shot. You got a rim shot?
I do. Hang on one sec.
What'd you say, Dennis?
Sounds like my ex-wife. No,
hey, Dennis, they've got ice sculptures there at the Broadway.
Hey, sounds like my ex-wife.
Thank you very much.
The next question is for those who know me. Which one? Hey. Operators are standing by to take my call. Sorry, brought that even up. Okay. It's Friday, folks. Sorry, here comes the fluff.
He's heading to Mexico today. Give him a break.
Are you?
Yeah, this afternoon.
Oh, is this your big tour? Or
no.
Is this fun?
No, this
tour
is
super fun.
Well, aren't you, I thought you guys were doing a tour. I thought you guys do a some kind of a thing in Mexico with people that travel with you or something.
Yeah, we're leaving this afternoon.
That's what I mean. It is that
out,
thing.
Flying out tomorrow. You bet.
How many appearances do you guys do down there?
All of them.
Lots of them.
One. Yeah.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. So we're sending 180 people.
Wow.
Bought on to go with us, and there's more people flying out of Chicago. We're flying out of Milwaukee, but yeah, second
what?
Flight's coming out.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
We are so happy for you.
Where? Which part?
We're going to south of Cancun. It's Riviera del something or other, Del Monte. I'm kidding. It's like
Playa del Maya.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Been there for,
players ball, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow, good
Isn't
for you.
Cool?
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
That's outstanding.
And came to spend his morning with us kids.
Oh, very impressive.
We'll be getting there. We'll drop off our bags and head straight to the bar for the Packer game.
Yes.
You know, and
outstanding.
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Doesn't get better than that.
I hope it's not very cool. I hope it's very warm.
Hey, give him a rim shot.
Oh my God.
Speaking of ex-wives, she was never one of those.
Hey.
And one more event downtown is the Friends of the Bob and Tom Comedy Tour presented by the Meyer Theater. That is tonight. Tickets are $35 at meyertheater.org, or you can give them a phone call at 800-895-0071. And that starts at 8 p.m. So that is at the Meyer right here in downtown.
And I will just say one thing. UW Green Bay basketball, they play Sunday. And Jim's got two tickets. I don't know where they are, Todd. Do you know?
I think they're right in there. I'll check real quick.
Okay. But he wants us to give those away to a listener.
Awesome.
So take a texter or something, Todd. Find out somebody that's a big basketball player because I can't make it. But he's got two free tickets to the Green Bay games. Yeah, that's it. On Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
I tell you, the Phoenix are coming around.
Absolutely.
That's
we had their
impressive.
Head coach on Sundance the other day. What a great guy.
Coach Wicks. I've never met him, but he seems like he's a great fella.
Awesome interview.
Phenomenal. Just got to get more people out there. Did you find him, Todd? Well, we'll find him.
If you build it, they will come.
But you just take a texter, Todd. We'll give out two tickets to Green Bay.
Next to the two tickets to Paradise over
find
there. And then over there is the May the Birds of Paradise Fly Up Your Nose.
Three Dog Night did. Mama told me not to come, right?
Yeah.
Open up the window, let some air into this room. This place is smelling like stale perfume. This is the craziest party I've ever been to. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
It's a great band.
Mm-hmm. Sure
that
is.
Ain't the way to have fun, son.
Okay, go ahead, Chris.
That's some serious jamming right there. I love it.
there is actually one more event for Green Bay. So it also downtown. It's called the Dinner Detective Green Bay. I thought these were done, but they're not. That is Saturday, January 20th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Hyatt, the beautiful Hyatt Regency right here on Main Street. You can enjoy a full night of mystery and mayhem with lots of laughs along the way. And everyone is a suspect and the crime could be happening right at your table. And Todd, I thought you would love this. They're based on actual cold cases.
Oh, yeah.
That dinner, I didn't know that.
Speaking of ex-wives, yeah. Hey!
Hey! Cold case! Hey!
I'm sorry.
You know, one of my favorite scenes in The Office, the TV show The Office, was when they were doing that mystery murder thing in The Office.
Yeah.
And Creed walks in, and Michael walks up to him. There's been a murder occurring here, and we think you are the suspect. And Creed goes, okay, boss, I'm just going to settle in, and I'll be right back. You see him running through the parking lot, getting into his car, taking off. He thought he was serious, and he'd killed somebody. Loved Creed in that show. You know, he was in a big-time band, like the Four Seasons, I think, when he was younger.
Really?
Yeah, one of the real big-time popular bands.
I'll be dipped.
Yes, there you go.
Look at this guy.
Is there anything you don't know?
Lots of things. What do you got going on, Dennis?
Well, I got nothing. No, I'm just happy to be here.
Just leaving the country.
Oh, hey. Gonna eat me a lot of peaches while I'm still here. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the Valley this weekend. And it's kind of coincidental that I found this, but American Platinum is playing at Waverly Beach.
Oh, cool.
They were just mentioning, I think it was on a commercial or something, Terry Barr was mentioning something about American English is going to be there February 9th, raising funds and what have you. That's a great venue.
Great venue.
Yeah, great ownership there now. And there was also great ownership before, too, but great ownership there. And they put a lot of money into refurbishing that place. It's just a spectacular building.
That is one of the cool places in that entire area.
It really is. Yeah. So my friends in American Platinum actually was in that band briefly during the COVID months.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh.
Until, you know, the glam band schedule started taking off a little bit. So some friends of mine from Sonic Circus, I was in that before. Anyway, they are playing at Waverly Beach on Saturday, 8:30 to 11:30. You really should get there. There's no admission.
Yeah.
Just get there. That's
even
admission.
Better.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Show up for a great time and whatnot, good music and what have you.
Yeah.
Right on the north shore of Lake Winnebago.
Well, you know what? I actually lived in the town of Menasha. Menasha is a really underrated city.
Menasha's
a cooler. Yeah. You know, Nina gets all the pubs. Nina's hoity-toity and Alton, but it's a little earthier. Menasha is.
Oh, sure, you can say that.
Yeah,
sure, yeah.
But I like it.
And the smell of a paper pulp still emanates.
Yeah,
even in the village of Fox Crossing.
Fox Crossing's a very cool place too.
It is.
Where did they come up with a name like Fox
I don't know,
Crossing?
But that's pretty much where the new Nina High School is.
Oh, boy, have you seen that?
Whoa,
it's unbelievable.
That's spectacular.
You should see their football stadium. You should see their
How
weight room.
How much was it, John?
$500 million or 500, something. It's just like ridiculous amounts.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy cool.
Yeah.
Several dollars in tax funds.
No.
It was all
donated.
Stop the front.
Most of it was
donated,
by the big companies around there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Living large in Nina.
I know.
If I ever have kids that I don't know of, I'll send them there.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
What's that?
What'd you say? Say that again.
If I ever have kids, I don't know.
Before that,
I don't know. I'm just
no.
Just,
come on, right before that. What'd you say about Nina?
About Nina?
Yeah.
I don't know. What about it?
Living large in Nina. Hey, enough about your ex-wife.
Oh wow. Hey. So you know her too, hey?
Hey.
You're not the only one.
Hey.
Tough crowd around here. Nina Pinta and Santa Maria. You know what I'm saying? They're all great gals.
Hey, I'm sweating in here. Somebody put the fire out.
I met this guy in Nina the other night. He took out his wallet. You know what he had in his wallet? Pictures of my kids. Hey.
Oh.
Bum bumps. All right. Go ahead.
They all have my jippy draw, too. I tell you.
Hey.
Oh, man. So, moving right along.
Yeah.
Speaking of, no, I won't go there. There's the King of Snow Festival happening at the Aaron's Nordic Center in Brilliant.
That's a very cool place.
A moment of silence for Three Dog Night.
I know. Todd is a magician.
He's
back
the
there.
Best.
It's unbelievable.
It's all love songs this week, right?
For that's Love. Right.
Just to know.
Fashion love song.
Yeah.
And No one's going to call you tone deaf, John.
I was a sophomore in high school when this song came out. Yeah, ooh, thank you for that.
Yeah,
thank you.
10 seconds.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. We're at Dennis from the Glam Band and Christy. More about what's going on in Northeast Wisconsin this weekend. Back after this.
You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rumbles.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design and more people kept ordering, from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Taste the biscuit. Taste the goodness of the biscuit. Taste the honey sauce. Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
Okay, if you're watching online, Dennis is dancing in his chair. Hey, welcome back! My name is the mayor off today. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration, family-owned since 2008, commercial and residential restoration. If you've got a problem like a broken water pipe or something like that, they vow to be there within 1 hour. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You can't believe the way these guys go about their business. Give them a call. Like they say, they hope you never have to call them. But if you do, 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, Midwest Restoration. And they've got the coolest coats around, don't they? Because you even said, I look good in that Midwest Restoration coat.
They're phenomenal. I'm getting a pink one.
Oh, are you?
Uh-huh. Over. Ryan's making it happen next week.
They do it right.
I'm still more and more impressed with you that is a trip to Mexico. Bill does travel to Mexico with the Glam Band. You got 180 people coming along just because of you guys.
Kind of a big deal.
Absolutely.
Good people.
I don't know, man. We duped a lot of people, I think. I'm not sure.
Do you have to be in character the whole time, though?
Hard no, sir.
You can be you, right?
I'm a quiet dude away from that stuff. Yeah, so it's going to be different for me.
You know who I met one time that was like such a quiet, so completely 180 degrees opposite?
My ex-wife.
Besides her, Alice Cooper.
Yes.
Really?
Yes,
Alice, met him at a charity golf tournament in Arizona one time. Most down-to-earth, littler guy, skinny, and just
like really, frail.
Really polite, not the slightest bit, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But Alice Cooper.
Wow.
Yeah, versus, and that was back in the days where he had the crazy kind of persona. Was it Alice's Nightmare or something it was called? And, but I mean, churches were like, oh, this guy's evil and everything.
Right.
He was like the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
He was raised very extremely religious, and he's a very religious man now.
Oh, is he?
Or has been for quite a while, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You bet, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. What else you got there, brother?
Well, I was starting to talk about the King of Snow Festival, sir.
Yes.
It's at the beautiful Aaron's Nordic Center in Brilliant. Nice. And it's an exciting weekend of events there. It's all centered around snow. Hey, who knew? Makes sense. Anywho, it's going on all day, Saturday and Sunday. It's 7 a.m. There's a whole slew of things going on. I mean, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. It's open for skiing, cross-country type stuff. And what do they call it, cross-country, when it's only like half a mile or a mile
Good
trail?
Good point. You have never done it, have you?
No.
Have you? I have not.
I tried it
Todd,
once.
Have you ever cross-country skied?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he made it back.
So you weren't a big fan,
were you?
What's that?
You weren't a big fan.
It actually is a lot harder than you think it's going to be when you get out there.
Yeah.
And the falling down kind of thing, you know? Like, you shouldn't fall down that easily. But for some reason on skis, boom. You know?
I think we had Dr. Kristen in here the other day talking about that. What a great activity it is for you, and you were kind of like,
See, snowshoeing's hard to me.
Oh, I love snowshoeing.
See, I think that's hard.
I liken it to childbirth.
Yeah.
Snowshoeing?
Snowshoeing.
You don't like snowshoeing?
Snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. Oh, my stars. The first time I did it, it was like 6 below.
Well, yeah.
Below zero, I should say. Let's be honest. Let's get this straight now. 6 below what? Hey! 6 below 0, and my lungs were burning.
Yeah,
like
I believe
a hunk of burning love. It was unbelievable.
I believe that.
Oh, never again, I said to myself.
All right. You never went rabbit hunting when you were a kid?
Wabbits?
Rabbit?
Slightly.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Did you have beagles?
We had beagles, you bet. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're kind of a country boy, weren't you?
And oh, yeah. I mean, you bet. Yeah. And pointers. There it is. There it is. There it is.
All right. By the way, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Even with the weather being so cold outside, your energy bill could be a lot better when you have Pella Windows and Doors. Give them a call. If you book them by the 31st, zero interest up to 36 months. You hear that right. No interest, 36 months if you book by January 31st. Certain restrictions do apply, but visit PellaWI.com for free consultation. Dennis?
How's it going, eh?
Hey.
So, just to let you know, Aaron's Nordic Center, the address is 1111 Round Lake Road in Brilliant. And look at them up on Facebook and all that other fun stuff. But there's so many events there. It just show up for crying out loud. There's fireworks on Saturday night and what have you. Trails are open for fat bikes. I'm not going there.
Oh, man. I want to get one of those until I found out they were $2,000.
They're not cheap.
That's insane.
No, I know. I know.
My car is not worth $2,000.
It's not. Trust me. You should see it.
They're worth more than my life, for crying out loud.
It's unbelievable.
Of course, my ex-wife told me about that, too. But anyway.
Hey.
Ow! Anywho,
what else you got there, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you, sir.
There's a spaghetti dinner fundraiser. I'm excited about this one. That's at the Winnebago Unit Marine Corps League Auxiliary.
Nice.
Say that three times fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's tomorrow at the detachment. Let's see. What is it? The address is 4715 Sherman Road in Oshkosh.
And it's for the United States Marine Corps Auxiliary?
Ooh. Yes. Cool. Yes, that's correct. $10 per person and $5 for veterans.
Nice.
So showing up there, the Winnebago Unit Marine Corps League Auxiliary. Whew. They'll be holding a spaghetti dinner. Dinner includes all-you-can-eat spaghetti, garlic bread, coffee, and water.
How come you joined the Army instead of the Marines?
I joined the Marines first.
Did you?
I did.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. Well, it's like being married. You can't do two things at two. Be married to two women at
right.
once. You can't be married
to the Marines.
Did you go
to boot camp?
I did in the Army, yes.
But not the Marines?
That's correct.
Okay. Got it.
Yep.
All right.
So, yeah. So, show up, folks.
Right.
Get your butts to Oshkosh tomorrow evening. And it's from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. So you can't go wrong.
Got a nice text here. Great morning show today. Love the laughs. Thanks, Christian Dennis, for all the details, giving people a way to embrace winter.
Oh, you're very welcome. Our pleasure. Now, did you ever find out from Jim if you are, well, now that he's sick, but what is he going to be cooking anything?
For himself.
Well,
a cold remedy, perhaps?
Right. Because he's really sick.
Lamb?
What's that?
Did you have his lamb?
I did. I liked it.
Did you, Todd?
I mean, it was. It's enough lamb for me for the year. That little bit that we had, that's enough. But it was good.
He made John and I chili and wings last Sunday and delivered it.
Wings were incredible.
Oh, they were the
for
best.
The game. Incredible.
But
he felt bad because he wouldn't invite us to the over.
Yeah,
to watch
so
the
we
game.
Got, he came and delivered food to us.
I'd take the food over going over there to watch the game.
Oh, absolutely. In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. You can just leave it on the porch. I'll pick it up.
He
might be listening.
That's okay.
I think he's curled up on the couch with Milton and an Afghan.
Yeah.
Yes. But I got to say, your post about the top 10 reasons why Jim Schmidt won't have me over for the game.
Yeah.
I got to say, I have a gift card. Chris Weary, if you are listening, your comment about John thinking that Kids Day was for celebrating goats.
Baby goats.
Baby goats.
Exactly.
You won yourself right
here. Congratulations, Chris.
Yes, Chris Weary, $20 gift card to the Waterfront Market. And also Jason Jerry about the llamas. Mm-hmm. Nobody is going to be grilling a llama, I promise you. Congratulations, winners. Keep it up and stop by the Waterfront Market.
Nicely done.
Hey, really quickly, brand new song out by Wisco Kids called Believe in Love. It's for the Packers.
Oh,
this is it right here.
I saw a thing on with Tom Zalaski about that last night.
Yes. Yep.
Love it.
Good stuff.
Love it. We're out of time. What a fun show today. Todd, thanks for everything you do.
You got it.
Special thanks to Paul Kaufman, Dennis from the Glam Bank. Keep it rocking. Have fun in Mexico, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
Christy, great having you as usual.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Go Pack. Let's get a W Saturday night. Titletown, USA. Back again Monday morning. Number 7, he aggressive. And don't
run it past pressure. Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.